Jesus, and he's worthy this morning. He paid it all.
Say bless, say bless,
yeah!
If you've been blessed by this faith-filled sermon and would like to sow a seed to our ministry, you may do so by mailing a financial blessing to Starlight Baptist Church, 156 Isaac Gruyette Road in Marksville, Louisiana, 71351. Or you may send a Cash App contribution to $SBC of Hickory Hill. You can also follow us on Facebook for our live stream broadcast every Sunday at 11 a.m. Starlight Baptist Church is dedicated to sharing hope and salvation through the gospel of Jesus Christ.
This is KAYT. Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Welcome to the House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church, with Bishop Dr. Wayne Thomas and Minister Charissia Thomas.
I want you to stand up this time and play it.
Jesus.
Remain standing right where you are. The gospel according to St. Matthew, the 15th chapter. We have Bibles throughout the seats. The gospel according to St. Matthew, the 15th chapter. Amen. That's an easy find. Right after Malachi, you will run right dead into Matthew. Amen. Right after Malachi, you will run right dead into Matthew. Amen. We want to take our time, make sure everyone is there. The gospel according to St. Matthew, the 15th chapter, and that 21st through the 28th verse.
Amen.
Are we there yet?
Amen.
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 The Bible reads in our hearing, then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the sea coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Verse number 23. But he answered her not a word.
Mm-hmm.
And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cried after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs.
Come on.
And she said, truth, Lord,
come on,
yet the dog eat up the crumb which fall from their master's table. Last verse. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. With your prayers and your thoughts, we want to simply talk about all mothers matter. And then for a subtitle, we want to bring it home, a real mother matters to her children. You may be seated in the Lord's church. Father, we thank you for this word that you have dropped in our spirit. Now, God, we all confess we have sinned. We have fallen short of thy glory. We repent of all our sins, and we pray you forgive us now in the mighty name of Jesus. It is preaching time. We pray you hide your weak and feeble servant behind thine cross. Grant unto your servant teaching, preaching power in the Holy Ghost to deliver this word. And we promise when it's all said and done, we will give you all the praise, all the glory and all the honor that's due to your holy name. Right. It is in Jesus' name we pray, and all the God children said amen.
Amen.
And amen. Again, we greet you in the matchless, mighty, marvelous, powerful, wonderful name of Jesus, who is the Christ. We certainly thank God for Lady Thomas.
Amen.
Thank God for Minister Jackie.
Amen.
Thank God for you, my brothers and sisters in Christ and in new creation.
Right.
Again, we thank God for our guests. Thank God for the women, amen, that are here of Mount Grace, amen, of the women of the Youth Teen Challenge.
Yeah.
Amen. From Winfield, Louisiana.
Right.
Amen. Thank God for Ms. Jessica Kennard, who is the assistant director.
Right.
Amen. They did a wonderful job. We'll have powerful testimonies.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Of the delivering, healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Right.
For the Lord yet is good. Amen. I don't know, the Lord always have me caught up in this, and he dropped this on me, and I say, well, Lord, you know, they're going to say, well, experienced as you are, but the years you have, you should have talked about maybe the prophet Nathan, the prophet Samuel.
Right.
You maybe should have talked about when Jesus was born. Amen. But the Lord takes me a different way. Amen. It's going to make sense in a minute. Y'all just stay with me. Amen.
Amen.
All mothers matter. And a real mother matters to her children.
That's right.
Amen.
All right. All right.
Now, we live in a society where we not only are divided, but we divide people based on their social economic status.
All right.
I'm preaching already. You're just not saying amen.
All right.
Their educational background.
All right.
Or who they know or hang out with.
Come on,
am I right there?
All right.
But one thing is for sure, no matter how beautiful women are, here you go, ladies, birth is a time where the heels come off. Am I right there?
Yeah.
Where the nails come off.
Right.
Am I right there?
All right.
Amen. Some of them still have babies with their makeup on, but sometimes they get a little ugly when the mascara come off. Am I right there?
Yeah.
And so that put all women mothers in the same boat with giving birth to their child or their children.
Come on, Bishop.
So no matter where you are in life.
Come on, Bishop.
Amen. No matter how good you have done, no matter how beautiful or fine you are, am I right there? Come on, talk to me, ladies.
Come on.
All mothers matter.
That's it. That's
mm-hmm.
it. That's
watch it. Something. Watch something, if you will. Watch the twist to the tip. Watch the twist.
I'm watching.
And so now, says all mothers matter. That's what I said, right?
Come on.
Didn't I say that?
Yeah.
Some mothers can give their children a bunch of tangible things,
come on,
like cars and cash, amen, and clothes,
come on,
amen, and cars, and that's good. But some mothers cannot give their children all of that.
Come on,
amen.
Talk about
amen.
It. Talk about
but it's one thing that you can give your children or your child.
Come on,
yes.
You better give them Jesus.
All right.
There you go. Because if you give them Jesus, thank the Holy Ghost. You have given them the best thing that a mother can give her children. I see you, Lord. It's starting to make sense now. I see you, Lord. I see you. I see you. And so watch it if you will. Watch it if you will. As is the discourse of this text. Can I teach you a little bit? Now, Canaan, the land was blessed, Minister Jackie. It was very fertile. But the Canaanite people defied the land. Come on, ask me, say, how, Pastor?
How, Pastor?
Mm-hmm. Because they practiced idol worship.
All right.
Child sacrifice.
All right.
Lady Thomas.
All right.
Sexual immorality.
All right.
And so God took the land from Canaan and gave it to the children of Israel. Am I in the book? And so now, watch this. So Matthew is one of the original 12 disciples. That's correct. We have to be careful now. Some people have been in church all their life, 30 and 40 years, and they think or thought that all of the 12 disciples, amen, was his original 12. But watch this. Watch this if you will. Watch this if you will. His disciples, amen, all of them was not the original 12. All
right.
Matthew was one of the original 12 disciples.
All right.
John was one of the original 12 disciples. But Mark and Luke was a disciple just like you and I. What you mean, Pastor? In other words, they heard of stories of Jesus. They got it second hand, and because of that, we have their writing. But Matthew and John, amen, they were one of the original 12 disciples. I thought I need to teach that for a minute because a lot of people don't know that. Amen. Watch this. Watch this. So Jesus met him, Matthew, in a tax booth collecting taxes. Now we have to watch something very interesting here because his name, amen, is Matthew, right? But he had another name before his name was Matthew. Can I help us with that?
Go ahead.
His name was Levi. That's right.
All
right. And so Levi, amen, he was a crook. Levi stole and took more money in collecting taxes from the people than he was supposed to. Right. But how many of us know when Jesus finds us, the world might throw us away. But Jesus can pick us up, clean us up, and use us and give us a new name. That's our ground right there. So that's why we have Matthew's writing in the gospel according to Matthew, because Jesus changed his name from Levi to Matthew.
Yes.
And can I tell you what Matthew means in the Hebrew? Matthew means a gift from God. That's what it means. And so when God changed our name, I feel your Holy Ghost, he will give us a new name. So don't you dare, mothers, let people, as I heard your testimony, continue to hold you to who you used to be. Continue to hold you to your past. Because once God changes you, you change forever. And so now, yes, Matthew is a gift from God. And so, don't let nobody call you your old name. But walk in the newness of life and the new name that the Lord has given you. Even though people, places, and circumstances might hold on to who you used to be. Amen. You have to release your own self. As Jesus already released you into who you are now. Because remember now, he made us. He created us. And the Bible said, not we, our own selves. And so he know all about us, present, past, and future. Matter of fact, he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hebrews say he changes not. He's omnipresent, he's omnipotent, and he's all-powerful. And he's omniscient, meaning he's everywhere all at the same time. And I don't know about you, but I wouldn't serve no other God but that God right there. Amen. Because he has our best interest. And so now, watch it if you will. Jesus here, I love Jesus because Jesus is wise. Now, watch Matthew. We're still talking about the writer. We're going to get into the Mother's Day message, but we need to teach a little while. Because a lot of people go to church and we shout, and there's nothing wrong with shouting. But the Bible says, and I know this Mother's Day, and I'm not putting nobody down, and I'm going to explain this, what this means. But a lot of people shouting, thank you, Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost say, say. But a lot of people joining churches and shouting and don't know what they're shouting about. In other words, they're leaving, and that word might sound bad, but it's not bad. They leave ignorant. Now, that word ignorant just means you without understanding. That's not a put down. Am I right there? And so, lest anyone get offended, amen, that just means we don't know the thing of what we're talking about, of what we're studying about, that means we need some more understanding and comprehension.
Yes,
am I right?
All right.
And so Matthew's purpose of this gospel was to get the Jews to see that Jesus was and is their Messiah and promised King. And so in this chapter 15 of Matthew, Jesus just got through dealing with the scribes and the Pharisees about defilement come from within. Now the scribes and the Pharisees thought that because Jesus' disciples did not wash their hands before they ate bread, that they were defiled, dirty, and no good. But Jesus turned around and put them in their place. And he told them that to wash hands before you eat was a tradition passed down by human or man's tradition.
Yes,
but Jesus condemned them because he told the scribes, Lady Thomas,
come on, Bishop,
and the Pharisee, that they valued man's tradition, and this, and boy, we get in trouble with this, above the scripture.
Come on.
Nobody is above the scripture.
Yes,
I don't care how eloquent you look, how handsome you are, how fine you are, what you drive, where you live, the status you have in the community.
Come on.
Nobody is above the word of God.
Come on.
Am I right there?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we have to be careful, church, that I know we love certain people. We have our favorite pop stars and R&B stars and all of that, and nothing wrong with that. Our favorite rapper, nothing wrong with that, right? But we have to understand now what they have and what we have is the Lord that gave it to us.
All right.
And nobody is above the scripture. So Jesus put the Pharisees and the scribes in the proper place. Now, let me deal with the text. Let me deal with it a minute. In our day's vernacular, we do wash our hands before we eat.
Yeah.
And that's cleanliness. Because cleanliness is next to godliness. So we're supposed to wash our hands before we eat. But you see, Jesus had to deal with the Pharisees and the scribes because they were religious folks. They were in political astuteness and power. And they had all the world withal in position, and they had a little money. So Jesus had to let them know, while you're pressing this issue about washing hands, you are rotten on the inside.
Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
And so it's worse for you with clean hands than my disciples eating and not washing their hands.
Come on now.
Am I in the text?
Right there.
And so Jesus here, I love him because he always have our best interests.
Amen.
I'm just teaching.
Amen.
And so he told the scribe that no one is above the scripture. Now watch this. And so now we find a Canaanite woman. Here we go. Who was a mother. She had great faith in God. Now the Canaanites were enemies of God. And I told us why. Because they served pagan God. False God. But aren't you glad that Jesus gives all of us an opportunity to come to our senses and to do what? And to repent.
Repent.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is not like man.
Come on, bitch.
That's why I love everybody, but I don't hang out with everybody.
All right.
Because everybody's faith level is not on my faith level.
All right.
Amen. You have a lot of people that claim to be who they are and what they are in God, but yet they are still carnal. Do I have a witness here?
Yeah.
And so we cannot sow to the flesh, but we have to sow to the spirit.
Yeah.
Amen. And so look at 21 in your Bibles. Look at 21. I'm finna get into it. Look at it if you will. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. Now, Tyre and Sidon were denounced. They were cursed cities because they practiced paganism. They believed in false God, and they thought because they had political connections and wealth and status that they were God sitting on the throne.
Yeah.
I'm going to help us with this now. I'm going to help us with this. In Ezekiel, the 28th chapter, in your own praying ground when you get home. In Ezekiel, that whole 28th chapter. That's right. Say, Pastor came with his homework. Wipe this if you will. God had Tyrus. That's why we get the city Tyre. Tyrus was the king. Mm-hmm. And he was slain by his enemies. You know why? Because he said, we got to be careful, in his own heart, house of praise, that he is God. He is the one that gave himself all what he had. And God said, because you said that, you are God. I'm going to let your enemies take you down, slay you, and destroy you.
Yes, Lord.
See, I have to give us the background of this Canaanite woman. It's making sense now, ain't it?
Yes.
See, the Canaanites were enemies of God.
Mm-hmm.
But this woman finally came to her senses.
Yes, Lord.
She knew that all of this paganism and all of these false gods and idol worship could not help her with her child, with her daughter.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm. It's only one that could, and that's what Jesus.
Come on now.
Don't get ahead of myself, Holy Ghost. Watch this, if you will. And behold, a woman of Cana came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with a devil.
Yes,
this Canaanite woman and mother came out the same cursed coast that Jesus came out of. And Jesus was dealing with the scribes and Pharisees about the farmer. And he comes and tells them, watch this, that you all are practicing black magic.
My God, Jesus.
Look at the text. Go home in your own praying ground and read it. And so it looks like this mother have come to her senses.
Yeah, Lord.
This was an outsider, Canaanite, Canaan. And the Lord God took the land of Canaan, that's right in the Old Testament, flowing with milk and honey, and he gave it to Israel. And aren't you glad that we in that land of Canaan not flowing with milk and honey?
All right.
Well, Pastor, you say he gave it to Israel. We have been adopted into the family because of Jesus.
All right.
So what belonged to Jesus, we now have a portion of it too. Am I right there? And so this Canaanite woman, we thank God that she came to her senses. And Jesus, he was allowing this poor woman, amen, an opportunity to get saved and change her thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the text, if you will. And so Tyre and Sidon, now they were Mediterranean port cities north of Galilee. Jesus did most of his teaching, and his headquarters was at Galilee and Capernaum. Mm-hmm. Am I right there? And so because these cities were denounced, Jesus, amen, gave this woman an opportunity to not only come to her senses, but to realize that nobody could help her, not even herself, but him.
All right.
By labeling the woman a Canaanite woman, Matthew associates her, amen, with the most notorious pagan enemy of Israel.
Yes, Lord.
And I just need to stop by to tell you, mothers, on this Mother's Day, don't place no man, don't place yourself, or whatever you think is big and bad enough before your children.
Yeah.
Take care of that child. Because that child is a gift from God.
Yeah.
Amen. Who would ever thought that Barack Obama would have been a black president of the United States of America?
All right.
Who would ever thought that? But thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
That his parents did not abort him. up at.
All right.
For the glory of God.
Yeah.
That's why we have to train up a child in the way he should go.
That's it.
So when he is old, he shall not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6.
That's it.
And so train your children up in admonition and the ways of the Lord. But he answered her not a word. And the disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cried after us. You got to spend time with God.
Yes. Talk.
You got to spend time before the Master.
All right.
Not only with just your children, but your concerns.
Yes.
Or whatever you have going on in your life that you're dealing with.
Come on, yeah.
Look at Jesus. Now, Jesus was training his disciples. Remember now, when he went back to glory, amen, he left his spirit.
Yeah.
And those same disciples became apostles.
Come on, Bishop.
And they were left to plant, to build, to uproot, and to carry on the church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But they in their training season now.
All right.
In their training season. Because they got this wrong right here. Watch it. But he answered her not a word. Now, you know why the Holy Ghost got to give you this? Seminary can't give you this right here.
Come on.
The Holy Ghost got to give you this. You have to have spiritual insight to look in the text.
All right.
But you know why Jesus didn't answer the woman a word?
Come on.
Because he was setting his disciples up in training to see how they would act.
Yeah.
Watch it if you will. I'm not lying. I'm going to show it to you in the text. But he answered her not a word. And there they go. His disciples came and besought him after Jesus, saying, send her away, for she cried after us. Now, wait a minute. Good God Almighty.
Send her away.
Y'all going to see it in a minute. Jesus did not answer the woman a word. The woman asked Jesus for help to heal and cast out the devil and that was in her daughter. Thank you, Lady Thomas. Watch this if you will. So I thought that the woman was talking to Jesus. Look at the text. I know I'm his preacher. Uh-oh, I'm going to get in trouble again on the radio. There I go again. I'm going to get in trouble again.
Say it.
I know I'm his preacher. Huh? But, and I'm close to him. I have the anointing of God.
Amen.
I have a little power of God.
Amen.
But I'm not God. Now you have to remember now these disciples was with Jesus for 3.5 years. They've seen the power of God. They've seen Jesus feed the hungry, heal the sick, give sight to the blind, unstop deaf ears.
Yes.
All of that, right?
Yes.
But they start smelling themselves.
All right.
Are they going to tell Jesus, send her away? Because she cried after us. Whoa. That's why they messed up. I'm his preacher, but in some way, I can't help the people. Uh-oh.
Come on.
I got to send them to Jesus.
Yeah.
To the one that can help them. And so they got a little arrogant and got beside themselves in this text here.
All right.
But now watch Jesus in 24. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Matthew emphasized Jesus' intention to include the Gentiles into his kingdom, right? Watch it. But he also stressed that Jesus' earthly ministry was for him to come and take care of the Israelites first. Because Israel was Jesus' first choice. Because Jesus was a Jew. And so the Israelites were Jews.
Yeah.
And they were God's chosen people first.
Amen.
But the Bible also say that he came to his own. And his own receive him.
Nice.
All right. Y'all been reading the Bible. Y'all been reading the Bible.
Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Wayne Thomas, Senior Pastor of House of Praise and Church in Alexandria, Louisiana. Lady Thomas.